With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More fallout from the campus demonstration.
You don't just beat up people because they're Jewish. You don't keep them out of universities because they're Jewish. You just don't do this sort of thing. And it's been that way since 1945. And now it's coming back the other way, and it's thoroughly disgusting.
Former California GOP Congressman John Campbell.
This is within the last, I want to say, almost 8 years or so, 10 years, something like that, that this kind of activity could come up and not be universally shunned, universally just repulsed.
Also at SRNnews.com, tornadoes have killed at least 4 people in Oklahoma, injuring more than 100, leaving thousands without power. One twister destroyed downtown buildings in Sulphur, Oklahoma, flipping over cars and shearing rooftops from homes. Authorities say one person in Iowa has been killed when a tornado struck a small community there. The Biden campaign has no plans to leave TikTok despite government security concerns about the social media platform.
President Biden's signing of legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. runs counter to his campaign's embrace of the platform. Despite the new law and a current TikTok ban on federal devices, the Biden campaign says it would be silly to leave the platform. Critics say it's hypocritical for the administration to acknowledge national security concerns while the president uses the technology for campaign purposes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Police departments have reported a year-over-year increase in sworn officers for the first time since the pandemic. In 2023, more officers were hired than any of the previous 4 years. This is SRN News. A new look at religion and politics.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the two parties' greatest strengths have to do with faith. For the GOP, its greatest advantage lies with evangelical Christians, 85% of whom support the party. Meanwhile, Democrats have a huge advantage with atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion, 70% of whom vote Democrat. In fact, only black voters are more loyal to the Democratic Party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent kids from obtaining pornographic books. Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed measures, as did Illinois. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent has complained about its content. This is SRN News. The University of Virginia taking action over hazing claims. Correspondent John Scott has more on that story.
Those concerns have prompted the school to terminate one local fraternity and suspend 3 others on its Charlottesville campus. The school said the Pi Kappa Alpha chapter engaged in serious hazing behavior. Justin Buck is executive vice president of Pi Kappa Alpha National. He said in a statement released to news outlets that the chapter was expelled for a minimum of 4 years. The university says it has suspended the local chapters of Kappa Sigma, Theta Chi, and Sigma Alpha Mu as investigations continue. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Havana say a major cash shortage causing a lot of problems in Cuba. Authorities blame that crisis on entrepreneurs and owners of businesses. More details at SRNnews.com.